This example takes a couple of numbers and exercises the bitwise operators on them so you can see how they work. And I've included in the comment there the bit patterns for those two numbers. The first example, first operation, is in that first printf statement. It's going to print out the result of the bitwise AND of the two numbers. So if you take a look, you would expect only 3 bits to come out in the answer because there's only 3 bit positions that are 1 in both numbers. For the inclusive OR, the vertical bar, you would expect 6 to come out. How about the exclusive OR? Well, you look for those where there is a 1 in one of the numbers, but the corresponding position in the other number does not have a 1. And so if you take a look at that, there should be 3 bits that come out in the answer. The twiddle there, or tilde, whatever you want to call it, of course, just flips all the bits. And to shift bits left, which is what the double less than does, we'll just take your number and shift it left 3 bit positions. So all of the bits are just moved down to the left that many positions. And as you fill in from the right, it'll just give you zeros. When you shift to the right, it'll do the same thing. It'll move all the bits 3 positions to the right, but it will fill in the sign bit of the number. We're actually not going to worry about that. I'll cover that in greater detail for those that are going on to C++ in Chapter 9. So the output's on the next slide. Oh, before we leave this one, notice the format in the print statement. It says %04x. Well, x is hexadecimal, and so it's going to print the values out in hexadecimal. That's just for convenience so you can compare them to the binary bit patterns that you expect. And the leading zero in that 04 says that I want it to print it out with leading zeros. So we expect these hexadecimal numbers to be printed out in fields of 4 with leading zeros as necessary, and that's exactly what it does.